FM 90.3 WJTL, Pat Barrett, The Way, New Horizon. Before that, Shane and Shane, The One You Need, the song that was inspiration for the Promise Players show, The One You Need. We're going to talk to them coming up in just a moment.
Hey, good morning. Your weather forecast today is looking partly sunny with a high of 53. Tonight, we might see some clouds, a low of 36. And tomorrow for Winning Wednesday, a cloudy morning with a chance of some morning rain and snow showers, becoming partly sunny throughout the day, a high of 48. And we might have a freeze watch Wednesday night into Thursday morning, currently 40 in Lancaster.
This morning, our friends from Promise Players are here, Lanny Millette and also Jeanette Frankford Book. Sorry, Jeanette. Didn't mean to say your name wrong there.
I was named after a Janet, which you were mentioned in the show,
actually. So Janet and Jeanette. So you're not only the director and actor, but you also wrote this show based on a true story with your dad as your dad passed from here to eternity. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, actually, last week was 19 years since he passed.
So this show's a long time coming.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Yeah, my father was diagnosed with a terminal illness. He was always very strong in his faith. And as he started getting closer to the end of his life, you know, things become obviously much more clear as to what's important in life. And all he wanted before he left was to know that his three kids were right with the Lord.
Yeah. And I love that this is based on that true story.
It is.
And it's actually you and your brothers and your dad. And so... tell us a little bit about some of the parts of the show that you love.
Well, my brothers are a huge part of the show. We have always been very, very close, and we all shared in the caregiving of my father. They chose to handle things a little differently than me. They were pretty secure in their faith, and they have a very sarcastic way, shall we say, of showing their love for their sister.
Yeah.
I'm more the emotional, unstable one, shall we say. So there's a lot of comedic relief through exploring a very difficult and true thing that we all have to face, and that's grief.
Right.
Of losing a loved one.
Yeah.
And we have some really great other characters in the show based on some real-life Lancaster County professionals, a funeral director, a physician... who give a lot of more comedic relief.
And I love that they know that you've based these characters on them and that they're going to come to the show.
They are. They are. We're very, very excited about that, especially our funeral director. She is the world's happiest mortician.
Which is a great line.
It is. And yes, her tagline for the business is... Grimm's Funeral Home, we make all of your wishes come true, even if they are your last.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, The One You Need is happening. It kicks off this weekend. It is a show that Jeanette has written. You're also directing it and acting in it.
I am.
Which is pretty fun. And Lanny is acting in it. He's playing your dad.
I am. And I'm humbled to be in that role. Yeah. I've come to appreciate him as a very godly man.
Yeah. And so you are dying. Is that a tough position to be in as an actor?
It is. And particularly when you're on stage a lot, but you don't get to move very much.
Yeah.
That's been a new experience for me.
Well, sure, because you're
I'm laying in bed in three of the scenes.
Wow. Now, of all the shows Promise Players have done, you've been in a good many of them as an actor, director. How many?
Oh,
you know,
I'm not even sure. Yeah. Probably 10 or 12. Jeanette probably has been in more than
I have. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she's been with them longer. But I've been behind the scenes in just about all of the shows since I got involved in 2013.
That's amazing. Promise Players is presenting The One You Need. Tell us when the shows are.
Oh, we would love to have everybody come out. You won't regret it. We're doing the shows starting this Friday, opening night. We have shows on in the evening at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, both weekends, the next two weekends. We have a Saturday matinee at 2:30, and we have a Sunday matinee at 5. And then next week, we also have a Thursday night show. So we ask for a minimum donation, but that shouldn't keep you from coming because we want you to see the play.
Right.
And one of the neat things about Promise Players is we don't raise money for ourselves.
Right.
So this time around, we've chosen the Upward Call Counseling Ministry in Leola, who deal with people who are struggling with grief, and they have a scholarship fund. So we're going to donate whatever we bring in over top of what it costs us to put on the play to Upward Call so that folks who need counseling can get it.
I love that. The Promise Players putting on the one you need at Lampeter Church of the Brethren. You can go to promiseplayers.org. You can go to Eventbrite and type in the one you need as well. Or call the church, 717-464-2050. As I remember in years past, the reservations, the tickets go fast.
Yeah, and we ask you to get a reservation to guarantee that you get in the theater. It doesn't guarantee a particular seat, but it gets you in. And if you don't, then you have to wait until 15 minutes before showtime to go in and sit down.
To make sure that
it really makes sense to reserve ahead of time.
Yeah, do it online. You could do it at Eventbrite or PromisePlayers.org. Guys, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we wish you well with your program. Back to the music we go. Here's Canyon Hills Worship every season on WJTL.